Thank you, Jeff. Proud of our graduates and the work that they have put in to come to this point in their lives as they continue to strive to move forward and live a life that is pleasing to God throughout this life that God has given to them. It's very exciting to see these young people as they grow. And many of these we have seen throughout their lives as they have grown to become the young men and women that they are today. And as we move forward in this message today in the book of Matthew, we're going to be talking about building a solid life. And if you know this scripture, and most of you know it well, we're talking about building on a firm foundation, building on Jesus Christ. So many times people build on so many different things. And as these young people move from high school to college, they're going to face a lot of things, a lot of temptations, a lot of teachings that they may not have heard before that go against the Word of God. And I'm thankful that they have a foundation that they can stand on and let the world around them see the love of Jesus Christ. It's good to know, Tyler, as you go to Harvard, that you have that foundation. You have a family that loves you. And you have a church family that loves you. And we're going to be praying for you. I told Tyler a while ago, I'm looking forward to seeing what God does in his life. I think God's going to do some great things. And I'm excited to see that. Graduation is a time of change in our lives. It's a change at home. I know there's going to be a big change in your home. Because Tyler's not going to be there as often as he has been. He's not going to come home every day. But he's still going to feel your love and your presence in his life. And know the support as he needs to in all of ours. My grandson Eli had a graduation this past week. He graduated from preschool. I know that's a little different, but it's a step in life. It's a change that takes place. And we're going to see those all the way through life. They don't just stop once we accept the diploma and move to the next step. Let's pick up in verse 24 and read verses 24 and 25 in Matthew chapter 7, where he says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." You know, very important that we have that firm foundation in our lives. The wise man builds on a solid foundation. Now, I don't work construction, and I've never built a house on my own. I've had a house built, but I've never built one. But one thing that everybody talks about and everybody lets you know is the foundation is important. The foundation is the most important part of the house. For without a firm foundation, the house is going to struggle to stand and be what it needs to be. The basic purpose of a foundation is to support the load of the entire building. Now, folks, when we think about that in our lives, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, we're talking about Jesus Christ supporting the entire everything of our lives. He is the support. He is the foundation. He is the one who holds it up. He is the one who makes it stand. The purpose of the foundation is to support the load. The foundation, number two, the foundation must be strong to keep the building standing when the storms come. As we're going to talk through this message, storms come. Every person in this room has faced some type of storm in their lives. Some are heavier than others. Some are stronger than others. But the storms come, and the foundation needs to be firm so that when the storms come, we're ready. Number three, the foundation must be built so that it keeps ground moisture from seeping in and causing damage. This type of damage is sometimes worse because it takes place over time and the damage builds, but it's not always seen at the beginning. It's usually slow and unseen until the damage has become large. Now, we understand, I hope, that Satan attacks in both ways. Sometimes he comes at us hard and heavy. Sometimes he comes at us in ways that knock us down, and the only way we can stand is through Jesus Christ. And sometimes he comes very quietly and very slowly and pieces things together. And the damage is not seen until sometimes it's too late and we've stepped in too far. We have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We have to lean on the foundation of Jesus Christ. We need to know His Word and be ready to stand. The foundation is important. But folks, the storms are going to come. We live in Alabama, and we know storms come. Sometimes they come as tornadoes. Sometimes people are prepared for those. Sometimes they pop up out of nowhere. Sometimes people are not as prepared. Sometimes we don't get the warning that we get at other times. But the tornadoes come. Earthquakes come. Floods come. If you remember a couple of Christmases ago, we had major rain. And Christmas wasn't quite the same Christmas for many people. Houses were flooded. Water was everywhere. We got up for Christmas thinking we were going to do one thing, and we wound up doing another. And floods come, strong wind, hail. Remember just a couple of months ago, we had some heavy hail that hit in North Alabama, damaging cars and buildings and major damage that took place. And other things are going to come, sometimes without warning, and they cause much danger. And what we have to realize is, folks, the wind will blow and the rain will fall. There are all sorts of storms that we face in this life. As we go through life, we see many things. There are illnesses that come, various diseases that are faced, wrecks that happen, deaths that take place that we are not prepared for, job losses, pay cuts, transfers. Unexpected bills come. There are family crises that take place all around us. Injuries. And the list goes on and on and on. The storms come in this life. And none of us are immune to it. They hit every one of us. And they hit every one of us in various ways. I hear people a lot of times say, you know, if I could just have their life, if I could just be where they are. Well, folks, you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know the struggles that are taking place. You don't know the things that are going on behind the scenes. Every storm in life is not public. I hope we understand that. I hope we know that. There are many things that happen in our lives that maybe nobody else knows about. But the storms of life go on and on and on. And as a foundation, we need to have Jesus Christ. We need to build on Jesus. Build on Jesus. Folks, from the moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to realize that you can trust Him. That He is strong, that He is firm, that He is sure, and He is the one foundation that will never, ever fail. He will always be available. He is always at work, and He's always working for our best. And He can stand through the storms of life. Now, not only can He stand, but He can give us the strength to stand through the storms of life. Our footing, our foundation, it is sure in Jesus Christ. When we try to build off of that foundation, we get into the sandy ground And that part will crumble. But what we build on Jesus is forever. Y'all realize that? It's eternal. We need to build every area of our lives on Jesus Christ. He is strong and He is faithful. And understand this, He is never caught off guard. He is never caught off guard. Are you ever caught off guard? If we're honest, every one of us have to say, yes, I get caught off guard sometimes. On February 21st, 2015, when my phone rang, I was caught off guard. I did not expect the phone call about my mom that I got. But I have a sure foundation. I have a firm foundation. I have a faithful foundation that saw me through and put the people around me that I needed to help me through that time. Folks, Jesus is prepared for every major event in life. There is nothing that He is not prepared for. There is nothing that is going to take Him by surprise. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows the struggles that you're going through. So we need to grasp a hold of that and allow Him to work as He sees fit. Because He can handle the small things that we don't see seeping in. The attacks that are coming. Tyler, a lot of these teachings that you're going to get, they're going to try to sneak them in on you. My mom told me this before I left for college. And I went to a Christian college. And she said, you don't have to believe everything that they tell you. And she was right. Folks, you don't have to believe it just because somebody with a degree tells you that it's so. This is true. This is truth. This is what you base everything on. And folks, it doesn't matter how old we get or how much we think we know. We always need to come to this. We always need to base our decisions on this as we go through this life. Jesus is there to guard. He's there to guide. He's there to protect. He's there to hold us up. He is a sure foundation. Let's pick up in verse 26. He says, everyone who hears the words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. The foolish man builds on a faulty foundation. Folks, when I was building my house, when I was having my house built, I wanted somebody I could trust to build my house. I wanted somebody that I felt like would build it in a way that it was solid and that it would stand. I didn't want to be like the foolish man. Let's talk a minute about the Tower of Pisa. Most of us know it as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And there's a reason why that tower leans. The Tower of Pisa is a structure that was begun in the 12th century in the city of Pisa, Italy. This was to be a bell tower in the city's cathedral complex and was designed to stand 185 feet tall. This construction was white marble. And when three of the eight stories had been completed, the uneven settling of the building began. And it began to sink on one side. War broke out at this time, which caused the completion of the building to be stopped for 100 years. That 100 years probably prevented the collapse of the building. When the building was completed, it continued to lean further and further. The bells were installed, but they stopped ringing the bells because they thought it might cause the building to fall. The cause of the leaning of the Tower of Pisa goes back to a faulty foundation. It was built on a swamp, and the foundation was not deep enough and not strong enough to hold the building. It was not built to compensate for the ground that it was built on. Now, strengthening of the foundation has taken place and corrections have been made, but there still is an expectation that there will be a day that the Tower of Pisa will fall. They feel like with what they have done in the past few years that they have gained about 200 years before it falls. But they don't know. They don't know for sure. It could fall. Folks, a faulty foundation for life does the same thing. It gives us unsurety about the things that are going on. It causes a struggle, and it causes an unsure life. It causes us to jump from here to here to here, looking for what we feel like might be best. Corrections can be made, but stability will not come until the right foundation is put into place. We will look at people, and we talk to people, and we share with people and all the time. And people are looking for that something sure in life. They're looking for something firm in life. They're looking for something that's going to hold them up. But they won't turn to Jesus. They won't turn to Jesus. The world says this. The world says build on money, power, and position. Money, power, and position. The world has it wrong. The world has it wrong. Folks, these are faulty foundations to build on. It doesn't matter how much money you have, it'll be gone one day. It'll be somebody else's one day. And as many people find out, it can be gone in a moment's notice. If we have built on money, then we're always concerned about how much we've got and how much more we can get. Money is not a good foundation to build on. And folks, it doesn't matter how much power you have. Somebody can take it away. You realize that we're all replaceable? Every one of us. There's going to be somebody else standing in this pulpit one day. There's going to be somebody else leading our youth one day. There's going to be somebody else leading the music one day. For many of you out there, there's somebody doing the job that you once did. Somebody took your place. Tyler, one day you're going to take somebody else's place. And then somebody one day is going to come along and take yours. We're all replaceable. It doesn't matter what position we have. It doesn't matter what foundation you build on in life. Jesus is the only sure and solid foundation. He's the only one that lasts. He is the only one that is eternal. Anything else is going to fail at some point. Jesus will be the only one that matters in the end. When we stand before God one day on Judgment Day, He's not going to ask how much money we made in this life. And He's not going to be concerned about whether we were a CEO or some other position in this life. What's going to matter is, do I know Jesus or do I not? Do I have Jesus in my life or do I not? You know, that's a question that we all have to answer at some point. The storms will come. Everyone must face storms in life. And how we handle the situations shows where our foundation is. When we have Jesus Christ as our foundation and the storms hit, there's a peace that overwhelms. Because we know we've got a Savior that loves us and He's holding us up, and He's going to walk us through this. He's going to be there, no matter what the situation may be. We may lose everything, but we won't lose Jesus. I heard a preacher say one time, they can take my job, they can take my house, they can take my cars, they can take my family, but they can't take Jesus. They can't take Jesus. Folks, that should give us some hope. In all the hopelessness that's going on around us, and all the turmoil in the world that we're seeing around us right now, we must realize they can't take Jesus. Let's pick up in verse 28. When Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at His teaching, for He was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Folks, what I want you to understand as we come to the close of this message is this. Tyler, this is the beginning. There are a lot of beginnings that we have in life. This is not the end. And your next graduation, it won't be the end. And you'll probably have another one after that, and it won't be the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of something new. It's the beginning of a new area of our lives, and we all face those. Every one of us have faced those at various points. From graduation to high school, to beginning a family, to starting a new job, to moving to a new location, to retirement, to facing the various things about retirement, overcoming illnesses. There are times for new beginnings, new starts, but the same foundation, the same hope. It's all in Jesus Christ. And we can grasp that. It's time for a new beginning in life. There are many building blocks in our life. Folks, we begin with milk, and then we move to solids. And then we begin to crawl. And then we begin to walk. We learn to talk. We begin school. We learn many things. We go to college or we begin a job. We get married and have children. We make choices about where we live, what car we're going to drive. Our children grow and we're left in a house with just our spouse at some point. Our parents grow older. They pass away. We grow older and we retire. The storms have come and they continue. We are who we are by the decisions that have been made and what foundation we have built on. Tyler, the decisions you make today, they will have an effect on your entire future. Make them wisely. Make them wisely, folks. We need to make wise choices. And we need to live before people as being wise. We are who we are by the decisions we made and what foundation we built on. Sad thing is, many people never move beyond the milk. Many Christians never grow in maturity. Maturity comes as we learn the Word of God and are led by the Spirit of God. And we allow Jesus to work in our lives. Take this Word. Know it. Because it's how you're going to know and be able to detect what's true and what's not true in what you're being taught. Know the Word of God. Folks, I don't care how old you are. That goes for all of us. It's too easy to buy into things that are not true. There are many storms that come. Some storms are fast and furious. Some come slowly. Some are over quickly and some last for years. Some of the damage is easily fixable and some of the damage will last for a lifetime. But the foundation makes all the difference in how we handle what's going on. Decisions now will affect your future. They will affect your future. I want to ask you to make some choices right now. I want to ask you, are you following Jesus today? Have you chosen in your life to be a Jesus follower? To accept His love in your life, to know Him, to serve Him, to live for Him? Or have you chosen not to follow Jesus? Folks, it's a choice that we have to make. Are you choosing faithfulness or are you choosing a sinful lifestyle? Temptations are going to come. What are you choosing tonight? Are you choosing to know God's Word or are you choosing to ignore it? You know, it's been said many times that the Bible is the number one seller. It's the number one seller. And you've heard me say this. It's also been said that this is the most bought, least read book ever written. Do you read it? Because, folks, I'm telling you, and you've heard me say this before, you can't get enough Bible coming to worship to make you a mature Christian. You need this every day of your life. You need to be in the Word of God. You need to be learning it, living it, so the world around you can see and know that you believe what this Word says. Are you choosing to serve God? Are you choosing anything else? We need to realize that anything in our lives that is more important than what God would have us to be doing, anything in our lives that's more important than God, that is an idol in our lives. And we need to get rid of it. We need to change it. We need to make God the most important one in our lives, so that everything in our lives revolves around Him. Today, wherever you are in life, will you choose Jesus? Will you choose to make Jesus the foundation of your life? Will you build the rest of your life on Him? I hear people all the time talk about how they've wasted a lot of their lives. They haven't served God. They haven't given to God. They haven't done the things for God that they know that they should be doing. Today's a good day to start. We can't change what we've done yesterday, last week, last year. But we can allow God to make a change in our hearts and lives this morning and make us a difference in what we're doing from this day forward. What will you do? How will you live? Father, as we come before you today, we thank you for the opportunity to be here together. And we thank you for your Word. We thank you for the love of Jesus and the strong and firm foundation that you are for us. And Father, today, we ask that as we search our hearts and we allow you to search our hearts and convict us of the sin in our lives, Father, you would make the changes that need to be made. Father, there will be those here today who do not know you as their Lord and Savior. And we pray today that something will be said or done that will help convict that heart so that they will turn that heart to you. We make a lot of choices in life. Father, you're the only sure one. You're the only eternal one. You're the only solid one. Today, Father, I pray that we choose you. In your name I pray. Amen. As we stand together and we sing, you come.